One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I've been getting a lot of questions about when is the way back going to be on Patreon, and I'm excited to announce it is finally here. Plus, bonus content. Right now, for just $5, you get the Honeydew a day early, you get it ad-free, and you get a full bonus episode of the Honeydew with Y'all where listeners highlight their lowlights, and it's going to stay that way. $5. And for just $3 more, you're also going to get the way back a day early and ad-free, but that's not all. You'll get exclusive bonus content with the guests, some fun segments, maybe some games, and we'd love to get you guys involved. And that's all for only $3 more. And there's no censorship on any of the Patreon episodes. Subscribe now. Tampa, Florida. I can't wait to come back to Side Splitters. I'll be there Saturday, December 7th, one night only. Tempe, Arizona. I'll see y'all December 20th and 21st at the Tempe Improv. Get your tickets on my website to all shows at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like that kind of party.
Welcome back to the way back. I'm Ryan Sickler, and I'm going to start this episode like I start them all by saying thank you. Thank you for supporting whatever I do. I love this show. I love it. I love you diehards out there watching. It's a great one to listen to, but go watch, man. We're including photos from childhood, their past, my past, all of it. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's a fun, fun show, and I'm really glad that you guys are digging it. Come see me on tour if I'm in your town when you're around. Tickets are available at ryansickler.com. That's it, man. I'm very excited to have this guest here in the way back, ladies and gentlemen, Chappelle Lacey. Welcome to the way back, Chappelle
Lacey. What's up? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Chappelle, plug whatever you'd like, please.
Podcast, lesser-known characters with Joel Jimenez, and tour dates at ChappelleLacey.com.
So I asked you before, I usually start by asking this seat right here. Have you ever sat in one of these? Because you're how old, 38?
No, 37.
37. So you're a young man. When would you have gotten in one of these?
I remember clearly. So my family, we were poor, right? And we were on like Section 8 housing and like all like the welfare and all that stuff. And, you know, my mom, it was five kids or whatever. And so whenever we would have to go to like doctor's appointments or anything like that, there was like this service for poor families that would pick us up.
Dude.
And they had us up in this. I mean, me and my brother, we sat in the van. We was like, yo.
Is that right?
Bro, we felt like we were on a spaceship.
Yeah, man.
We felt like we was like.
So it wasn't even the car you had or somebody you knew.
Bro, we didn't have no car.
It was a station wagon pickup service. I had never.
I remember they pulled up out front. I said, how we getting in there? And then, literally we sat in a. Send a bet like this, and I remember we were going to like our
get how many y'all got?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
send the wagon.
Yep. Damn, Robin, you got a lot of kids. So that's like my fondest memory of like sitting in the back like that and just like enjoying.
Do you remember the car? Do you remember what kind it was?
No, I can't remember the car, but I just remember it was it was the station wagon or whatever, and it was like I just remember sitting in the back. Because they had this in the very back.
Yeah.
And I just remember, the way back. And so I just remember me and my brother being back there going to our doctor's appointment, get shots or something like that. I don't know, something crazy. But Yeah, as soon as you brought it up, that memory immediately popped up.
You know? You say your mom, you have there's five of you, four siblings?
Four siblings.
Okay.
Yeah, and four of us.
How many brothers and sisters? What do we have?
Because my family life's so crazy. I mean, I have a lot. It's a lot. But three brothers, one sister.
Okay.
Yeah, three brothers, one sister. But like, of all, a lot.
But growing up back then, your nucleus originally?
That's the nucleus,
yeah. And where are you?
Arizona. Phoenix.
All right.
Phoenix. Well, like Mesa, Arizona.
You say you're Section 8, so you're not taking. So, what is a vacation for you guys?
We ain't going on vacation.
Outside.
We just talking right here. Yeah, outside,
that's
right?
I tell my daughter all the time, too.
You like vacation?
Dad, did you go to a summer camp at the beach? I said, no. You know what we did? We went outside.
No, we didn't have no vacation. It was so funny. We had this program at my junior high during the summer. Shouts out to Powell Junior High. I don't even think it's junior high anymore. But they would do this thing called the paid program. And basically, they would take all the bad students to keep them off the street over the summer. And they would bring them to this thing called paid program. And basically, we got paid to go to summer school and do like, and then also we would do like community work. And we would do that throughout the summer. And you get paid for it.
They paid the bad kids to keep them off the street. That's some... You can't be mad at that.
It was at Powell Junior High. My junior high's not a junior high anymore because it was just had no money. No,
they got gifted a talent.
So now, what's so,
oh,
so
there
much,
it is. After 39 years, after 30, it says oh, goodbye.
So they did shut it down. So yeah. Now it's like I think it's a place where you can go and get your GED. I think that's what it is. Like,
so it stays for the kids in that lane. Yeah. You know, it's still in that lane.
It's still in that,
you
know, dude, I mean, my school was terrible, bro. We had a bad school, bro.
Paying the bad kids, you know, so to funny, keep off the street. That's you got smart. Me thinking,
so, but dude, so what was funny, so junior high for us was 7th through 9th, yeah. Right? So high school was 10, 11, 12. Mm-hmm. So I remember my last year of junior high, my principal came up to me, and he said, it was the first semester. He goes, I'll let you go right now. I go, what? He goes, I'll let you graduate right now. He goes, we can finish it right now. You get a long summer. Because he wanted me out that bad because of how bad of a kid I was. Mm-hmm. He's like, he goes, we'll make it happen. I'll make sure you get an A in every class. He goes, but just do not come back. And I was like, I can't do that.
Nah, you had that pass.
I had that, man. I did not take it. I couldn't. Because, you know, I was petty. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was like, nah, you ain't going to give me like that, Mr. Heath. You know, shouts out Mr. Heath, though. But yeah, it was pretty funny, though, that was like the thing he came and said. I was just I was a wrecking ball, man. Like I said, I was class comedian there.
Yeah, you were telling me.
Yeah. Oh, my. You found it. Oh, yeah.
No,
I posted it. Yeah. There's a photo.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Class comedian.
Bro, dude, look at this. So, anyways, but yeah, that's what I look like in junior high. But it's funny because it does kind of look like a mugshot in a weird way.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's behind you? It almost does look like it's hype.
Right.
When you quickly look at that, it definitely looks like a mugshot. Yeah, right.
Bro, what am I upset about? Am I upset? Like, what am I? But yeah, it said I enjoy making people laugh. Anyways, yeah, Chappelle Harris is my real last name because my stepdad, his last name is Harris, and when I was born, he was at my birth. He gave me the last name Harris.
Your stepdad was at your birth?
Yeah. He's been in my life since I've been alive, bro. I came out having to hang out with that dude.
So what kind of stuff is he doing back in the day with your kids?
Not working. I tell you that much. I knew that much. You think I didn't know that, Jerry? He just had multiple uniforms in the closet. I was like, bro, you do not.
You're always around,
right?
Jerry.
Yeah. How you a security and a CEO? You know, just trying to make it by, bro. Knowing we lived in that tiny apartment, but now my stepdad's cool, though. But he was, you know what? You know, interesting enough, even though like it was very hectic with my stepfather, like it was a lot of like bad shit. I mean, he's, you know, I give my stepdad the benefit of the doubt because he was 17 years old.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a kid.
He's a kid. Bro, so put it this way. When I was born, my stepdad only been 17 for like a couple weeks.
God.
So he was 16.
He just got his license.
Yeah, he was 16 in my when I was in my mom's belly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so I give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, he was
crazy.
What's
like
he was
the stuff he's doing with you as kids? Is he taking you places?
Well, he was able to. Yeah,
like,
he would take us to the movies. I remember he took us to see Don't Be a Menace in the theater.
We saw
like the craziest shit in the movie theaters, but he would just take us, you know, which is kind of funny when you think about it now, you know, taking kids to see Don't Be a Menace, because that movie's pretty crazy, you know. And he had like weird talents, you know, like he was a really good cook, you know, oddly enough, which I was like, I ain't never mad about that. Bro, that man could take a bologna sandwich and make that shit. what he could do.
Give me some of his recipes.
Bro, what Jerry could do with a bologna sandwich. Bro, and he's got bomb potato salad. I remember that. Bro, I'm telling you, Jerry could cook. He could like get down. He still can. What else did he make that was so good, bro? You know, he would take like those like.
Who cooked better real quick, Jerry or mom?
Jerry did. And my mom would admit that. My mom would admit that in a heartbeat. Yeah, because Jerry was like the chef. You know, and if he applied that, he'd probably be like a dope chef right now. Because, bro, you probably ate this as a kid where they would take the hot dogs, cut them up, and then put them in like the ramen noodles and shit like that.
We put them in baked beans.
Baked beans. So Jerry, like, I don't know, the way he would make it taste is I'm like, are we at a restaurant right now? You know what I mean? Like, he was that good. Also, he was really good at basketball. Which was funny, you know what I mean? Because he's like 5'6". It was so funny that he was really, bro could drop threes like it was nothing. I'm like, bro, he would go out there and play on the courts. I remember we'd watch him as kids, me and my brother, you know, but I hated him so much that I hated like watching him be good at basketball and just run the court, you know what I mean? And then also, he could break dance.
Nuh-uh. Swear to God. I forget he's only 16 he's in your life. Jerry's breakdance.
Was he good? It was like, I remember when he busted it out like out of nowhere, and I was like, where'd this come? Because so I had this radio that I like in the living room. Well, it was theirs. It was my folks, and my biggest thing like was music. You know, like from when I discovered music. Like my earliest memory is watching Bobby Brown's Every Little Thing I Think. I'm watching that music video. Yeah, that was my earliest memory was seeing that music video. You know, so I was always fascinated by music, and you know, I would listen a lot of like, you know, my stepdad was really into like West Coast hip hop, but he was also into like all that old like Zapp and Roger, you know, funk and like, you know, like more bounce to the end, like that kind of stuff. And so I would hear that stuff and I thought it was so dope. And one day out of nowhere, you know, he had this CD that I would listen to, this like funk CD. And then out of nowhere, he just started, you know, I'm listening to the living room and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just bumping it. I like this CD or whatever. And then out of nowhere, he just started going, you know, just started.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. And then just started like.
You never walking, seen it before?
Never seen it. Did not know that was in him. Because Jerry, like ever since I've known
Jerry. Describe Jerry. What's he look like?
He's black. He's black and Mexican, but he looks a little bit more
is
Mexican.
Is he tall?
No, he ain't tall. He's like 5'7".
You said he's 5'7". Yeah. That's right. You said he's little.
You know, which I think about it now with Jerry being like.
Is he jacked?
No, he's not jacked. You know, I think about it now with Jerry like being like, you know, like, you know. Being like, you know, what abusive or whatever. I'm like, bro, you've been 5'6" this whole time. I'm like, man, what? Let's run it. I was like, let's run it. Come on, man. Come on, Cletus. You know, you know, but that was like one thing about it. Like, I remember, and he was a bigger guy too, you know, but he just out of nowhere just started busting these moves out to where I was like, yo. And I was like, you know, when I think about it, yeah, like, yeah, my life was crazy with him, but like there was times like, you know, like I was able to like smile at shit. And that was like a cool thing about him, you know. And I think he was just, you know, like I said, he was a young guy, you know,
he was a kid,
you know, trying to take care of kids, you know what I mean? So I always give him like, you know, the people want me to hate him, but I'm like, nah, you can nah, fuck you on that. Like that's my stepdad. That's my stepdad, and I will say that. You know what I mean? I'm cool with saying that. I'm like, that man has been in my life, you know.
Since day one.
I know we had what we had or whatever, but that is not our life today. And, you know, I just hate living life like that. You know what I mean? You know, so, but also was good. So Jerry like set a foundation for a lot of things that I like really got into, like music, also martial art films. So Jerry used to watch like the old Shaolin movies, right? And I remember I thought those were like the coolest movies ever. And that's how I started doing backflips.
Is that right?
Yep.
You were the kid that could do backflips in school?
Yeah, I taught myself at like five.
Nuh-uh.
So, yeah. Remember that TV show Kung Fu?
Legend I was going to say, I would watch the David Carradine Kung Fu.
Yeah.
But then also, there was also Kung Fu, like Masterpiece. There was Kung Fu. It was mm-hmm. Saturdays.
Yeah.
And that's when we would catch Bruce Lee, Fist of Fury, things like that.
Yes.
Be all
so,
into that
so my
stuff,
stepdad, yeah. he was into two things. He was into sci-fi, and he was into like those martial art films. So like, you know, I give him credit to like me like liking, I'll watch any martial art film, even if it's like corny, because I tell you one thing about those films, the fighting's always going to be badass.
Yeah.
Always going to be badass.
Choreography sick.
Yeah, always going to be sick.
Also, it's funny because I remember you, now that I look back, you know exactly when a boy discovers kung fu movies, because as soon as I went over to my neighbor's house, he had nunchucks and throwing stars. I
said, I'm telling you.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah, let's do
that's when you know.
Let's run it. Let's run it.
There they are, man.
Yep, right
just
there.
Just whipping those around in your friend's room, just hitting yourself in the fucking face and shit.
Yep.
Look at those.
Yeah, I have a pair that I have like having like display. So
I got some padded ones.
Those padded ones. So those were the ones that everyone had. I remember everybody having those like padded because they're like the rubber, like or whatever, like kind of style. But yeah, those were the ones that everyone.
We all wanted the Bruce Lee slip-ons.
Dude, I remember when I just went to a new school, Roosevelt Elementary School, right? I just transferred schools. And I remember I told, you know, I didn't have no friends or nothing. And I remember telling these kids, like, I was like, yeah, I know karate. I was like, yeah, I know how to fight. I'm, you know, well-known in the, you know, the karate world. And then some dude was like, man, you don't know no karate and shit. And this dude was a boxer. He goes, I box, bro. Can you do karate? I was like, yeah. He goes, all right, let's go in the bathroom and see what you got. I was like, all right. I was terrified. Okay. Because I was like, oh shit, now I got to put this shit to test. But I remember walking in like I was a kung fu master, right? So I walked in with my hands down like this.
How old are you? Nah. How old are you walking in?
This was
all zen
this was,
and
yep,
shit.
This was fifth grade. So I walked in like
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I looked around at everybody, you know, and I even bowed to him. Bro, I'll tell you, I was such a dork for this shit. And I remember, you know, he put his fist up and he came. I remember he came at me, right? And he just started throwing these like, you know, right, lefts, right, lefts. And I was, and what's crazy, Ryan, is I literally was like, I blocked everything. And then I hit him with the boom, and he flew back. And everyone was like, yo. And I'm sitting here like, how the fuck did I do that? It was crazy. I remember shouts out to Gabriel Alvarado or something like that.
But, and then they were like, all right, he knows.
Dude, he was like, he knows. And then they see me do the backflips because I already knew how to do backflips.
Oh, yeah.
So they really, you got to realize, I convinced these kids at my school that I knew karate.
He's a black belt. Right? He don't know one
I'll
damn
tell you,
thing.
Is this the Chappelle
Walker? Oh, look at that
look
guy.
Look at that apple there.
That's me. That's me right there.
That is hilarious.
Yep. That was a kid that was doing backflips. I taught myself early. Look at it. That was, dude. That, so that was a period of time. This is 90s. That was a period of time where you only got one side pierced. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Wait, hold on. How old are you here with an ear pierced?
Shit. I got my ears pierced, I think, before I got into school. Oh, yeah. That's when I thought I was Barry Bonds.
Oh, yeah, with the cross.
Remember
yeah,
Barry Bonds? If you swipe next, look at that. Remember he would rock that?
I sure do.
Yes.
Yep.
Bro, I thought I was a G. Bro, I was such a lone wolf as a kid. Like, I loved Little House on the Prairie. I loved Mama's Family.
Oh, bro, hold on. We're going to pause right there.
What?
I love Vicky Lawrence.
Dude, Mama's Family.
Mama's Family was... Bruh, phenomenal.
She, Vicky Lawrence, was goated for this.
No doubt. One goated of the funniest sitcoms ever.
Right?
So you got Vicky Lawrence in here. You got Root. Look, Betty White. Look at all the people that came out of this fucking show. So great.
First of all, so this show to me was like my earliest memories of like comedy. Carol Burnett was her show. The Carol Burnett show was before Mama's Family, which I think this might have been a spinoff character from the Carol Burnett show. But anyway, so like this was like, so my mom loved this show.
So fun.
And so anytime it came on, you know, because that was like the time I would see my mom like smile and laugh a lot. Like my mom loves I Love Lucy. She loved Mama's Family.
The
she loved
sarcasm.
Yeah. Oh my God. And the fact that she was like, I love the fact that she was like mean, but it was like funny.
Yes.
So the thing is, so because I'm an aggressive guy, I found this way to make my anger funny. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of it is like the foundation from like watching like Mama's Family. Also, Bernie Mac, one of my favorites.
Yes.
He was really good at bringing like anger and making it so funny. And that's how I was able to like find myself as a comedian because of like, you know, stuff like that. But I just love the fact that she was just like,
this was such a funny show.
It was so funny, man.
We
would watch everything, man.
Our TV shows, our sitcoms were The Jeffersons.
Yep. Oh,
Sanford and Son. What's Happening.
Yep. Which is another thing. Sanford and Son and The Jeffersons. Another angry characters.
Yep, both.
And it also,
George Jefferson, angry, slamming the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Sanford, pop, it will give you two across your lip.
All in the Family.
All in the Family was
another like.
And the Jeffersons were a spinoff of All in the Family, because they were neighbors on All.
Shit.
Yeah, George Jefferson was his black neighbor.
Yes.
Yeah. And they gave him the spinoff of the Jeffersons.
Damn.
Good Times was another huge one that was nonstop.
Good Times was amazing.
Different strokes. I gotta say, like, it's interesting. They talk about diversity and all this stuff these days and inclusion, but now that I'm thinking about it, growing up,
it was already there.
It was there. Different Strokes was already there. Dog. Sanford and Son, you had the Latin guys, the Mexican dudes coming in and stuff.
Yes.
You had Mama's Family with the, you had elderly what was mixed another, in. The Jeffersons, where he was honky nonstop.
What was, you know what else had a diverse, Welcome Back Carter.
Oh yeah, Welcome Back Carter. Let's see. Captain Kangaroo. Did you know Captain Kangaroo?
No, I didn't know Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, bring him up. This guy, Captain Kangaroo. He was like the morning.
No.
You know about him, Kirsten?
No.
You don't know about Captain Kangaroo? Read about him. He was is an American children's television series that aired weekly mornings on, what does it say? CBS for 29 years.
29 years?
He was like, big morning dude.
Wow.
Look at that haircut, bro. Captain Kangaroo.
Wow. Was so funny. I was like, is this guy British?
Bugs and Popeye, Gilligan's Island. Forgot
Gilligan's
about that
Island.
Island.
Oh,
I Love
gosh.
Lucy. Mary Tyler Moore, of course. Partridge Family. Yep.
Partridge Family.
Sesame Street. All these. Romper Room. Do you remember Romper Room?
No.
Kirsten, you remember Romper Room?
Uh-uh.
Now, let me see if I can get this right. We'll watch a video. This lady, I think she used to put the mirror up and she would go, Romper Bomper, Stomper Boo. I forget what the rest of the line was. And then she would say, I see Chappelle, and then the camera would come in on the kid.
Really?
I see Kirsten, and it would zoom in on her.
Oh, so it was like this kid's show.
It's a kid's show. It was super popular. Hit that bad boy. Let's see what she says.
Romper bomper, stomper boo, tell me do. Magic mirror, tell me today, did all my friends have fun at play? All my friends had fun today. I see David's having a special day today, and Olivia Joy had a special day on Sunday.
So I got to bring up one of my favorite movies,
mm-hmm.
Stir Crazy.
Oh, Gene Wilder is...
Come on.
I mean, Richard Pryor is my favorite of all time.
Yeah, of course.
But if you've never seen this movie, they get framed as bank robbers.
Uh-huh.
And when they go to prison,
yep.
Chappelle, when he rides that fucking bull,
Yeah,
that's the thing about Gene Wilder is, and Will Ferrell's very much like this. Mm-hmm. He embraces whatever it is. He's leaning yep. into it and having a hell of a time. And when he rides that bull, and it's like they've got it sped up like it's broken. He first gets on backwards. He's like, son, you want to turn around?
Yeah.
He's like, oh. He does the laugh. Like, I'm so silly.
What's so
and
then funny.
And he just loves it. He loves prison.
You know
he's
what it is? It. This is why I love it so much is because it's one of those movies that's so goofy. Yet so logical, it like makes it like fun. Like because sometimes you could overdo a character or whatever, but like the characters were so goofy. Like when they're walking, when they're initially walking into jail and Richard mm-hmm. Pryor's like trying to tell them. Yeah,
we G Wilder's way overdoing it. Yeah. But also, it's you notice the beautiful so things funny. Like right here in the cell when he smacks the big dude's head.
Oh my gosh.
And Richard Pryor goes, he says out
Was that
loud,
the cigarette goes, scene?
I don't know if it's the cigarette, but the fly lands on him. He smacks him and he goes, take me back to old Virginia. Oh, that's what Richard Pryor says. And the next thing you know, they're playing poker with him.
Yeah.
G. Wilder's loving it. At the time of his life,
I know.
Richard Pryor's terrified.
Yeah, because he's,
And
oh, there's that big guy. Yep.
That's him. Yeah,
yep.
Remember, he could sing.
He could sing. Yep. Yep.
So many surprises.
Such a good...
All right.
Just the way they sneak out and shit.
Let's get to... look at all these shows. I Dream of Jeannie. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I Dream of Jeannie.
Mr. Rogers' Neighbors. So many of them. Get me down to the PM shows.
Yeah, let's see what we was doing at nighttime.
Let's see. Here we go.
Andy Griffith. What's happening?
What's happening?
Remember what's happening?
Like I said,
gosh.
Electric Company. Happy Days Again. It was older
Hogan's
than
Heroes?
You. Yep. That so Barney Miller.
My
Barney
fondest
Miller
memory of Hogan's Heroes, because I used to watch it. I tell you, I was like a weirdo. I remember, so I'm allergic to like soap, like a lot of like soap. So I have to get like soap that's like has like nothing in it. And I remember when I was a kid, I used this like the Irish Spring soap. And I remember I had like this bad breakout, right? And it was like super bad, you know. There's this like it's a whistle, but like I forget how the fucking, but it's like a whistle and a snare, like a army snare or whatever. But I remember, you know, my mom let me stay home from school the next day because I had broke out like real bad. And I just remember I got to watch Hogan's Heroes like fucking all day. And I was like so stoked. So, like, that's like my fondest memory of like Hogan's Heroes. But you know, there's a crazy story about that homeboy, right?
Yeah, there's a whole documentary about him.
Oh, there is?
He's like a sex freak and all that.
Yeah, he got
Craig
murdered.
Craig Kilborn,
and shit.
I believe, played his character.
Yeah. he got murdered. But I always loved the dude because that would put his glasses, like he just had the one glass on the eye.
Mm-hmm,
that guy right
the monocle.
There. Yep. And I would always do it with like a quarter because I always thought that guy was like cool looking or whatever. But yeah, that was another like good show.
I want to get to this. Tell me about the first vacation you took, because you said that was with your adopted family, right?
Oh, bro, where we go? And you got to realize that when we took a vacation, I was 20.
That was your first vacation?
Yeah.
That's too old for this episode.
Right, bro. Bro, we went to fucking, look at this.
Hey.
Look at them.
Where are y'all headed?
We went to Legoland.
Out here?
Like, yeah, out here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought it was so...
You're too old for Legoland.
Yeah, we went to,
22.
We went to like, where we go? We went to Legoland and, what's that place? SeaWorld. I said, what's
SeaWorld.
That place? Like, you would know. and SeaWorld, bro. And it was like, it was just weird to me. Like, I was just like, I remember at one point, I just stayed back at like the... It was before Airbnbs, but we like rented something or whatever. Because I was just like, I don't know. It was just weird going on a, you know... a vacation at 20, you know, but it was like a kid. But also my sisters are a lot, like if you go back to that picture.
Yeah, you're a lot older.
Yeah, I'm a lot older than, you know, than my sisters. So they obviously enjoyed it, but like, you know, they were like excited to take me on like my first vacation. And I just don't think I appreciated it as much because I was just so like, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, why am I fucking, I don't know. It was just weird. So, that's me when I was a That's in the 90s. That's me. I think I was 3 years old right there. That's my stepdad, right? That's one of my brothers to the right. The brother in the red, that's my brother that passed away. And then to the left, that's my sister right there. And that's my mom. And there's me and my biological father. We reconnected when I was 29, right? So in he was locked up for like 17 years. He's doing amazing now. It's pretty cool. Cool story with him. He's a great dude. You know, really turned his life around, and it's kind of cool that we like. I don't know. Life's so weird. Like, even though I didn't like, most of us don't grow up like a traditional way even though I didn't grow up like in a traditional way, I still feel like I have family.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't feel like I'm like, that's what I'm saying, bro. I love my stepdad. I don't know. I just can't be mad about something that, whatever, that is just, so far from the past. I just love life. But what's cool though is I do feel like I have like a big family, and I feel like I've learned so much from like each, my biological mom and stepdad, they're different than like obviously my adopted folks.
Before we get out of here, I want to hear some cheer camp stories, because I was saying to you, bro, I don't think we've had a lady come on here that's gone to cheer camp. So let's get some original
ones. Like, it's like really naughty.
Well, how old were you?
I was this was college
cheer camp. So what happened in cheer camp? If you don't want to share it, we can just wrap this up.
Oh, fuck it.
You don't have to. No, don't mess yourself up.
No, I mean, it happens. So, like, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 21.
What?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Because I didn't grow up, like, I never grew up, like, thinking about, like, oh, I just want to hook up with girls. Or I wanted to fall in love.
I just figured an angry young man would have lost his virginity at some point. No, like,
I was trying to fall in love.
I see.
I like love. Because I like rom-coms, too.
Sure.
I remember I was at cheer camp. This is in college, and,
And give me the ratio of female to male. 80-20, 90-10.
Oh, I mean, yeah, there's more, obviously way more female than male,
But, like, is it under 20 dudes total, or?
Roughly around there. And I remember we were, like, it was, like, the last day of camp. We were, like, all hanging out, we were drinking or whatever. And I remember... we were staying in like a hotel off the beach, right? And one girl just started dancing on me, and I was just like, oh wow, that did something to me. And she was like, let me see. And I was like, okay. And then showed her, and then she was like, let's go to your room. And I was like, okay. Like I said, it's so funny telling the story because I get so nervous. So then we go to another room.
This how you lost your virginity?
No, this was the second time. Okay. So, like, I'm still not familiar
in the
world. Still not familiar in the sex world. So, we start going at it, right? And all of a sudden, like, there was this, like, random, I felt this weird thing that happened while, like, inside. And I was like, so I pull out or whatever. And then there was blood, right? And I was like, oh, shit. And she was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. Maybe it's me or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, And then I'll just go clean off, Because I'm telling you, I don't know anything, But I go to clean off, right? And then I realize there's still blood. And it was me.
What?
Yes.
No.
It was me. I was the one.
What's happening?
So I didn't know that you had, like, thank you, princess.
Disturbing princess.
I know, right? I didn't know, you can't just go in there. You have to, like, get someone, you have to get the woman.
Someone, you said. I thought you were about to suggest somebody's going to come in and prep her. Yeah. You shouldn't be going in there without lube or some sort of natural.
Yes, or some sort of lubrication. So I didn't know. So I was just like, and I was drunk, and she was drunk, and it was just dry. And so basically it's like, the friction of skin on skin.
Never in my life have I ever heard this ever. You're telling me that you went in so dry that it ripped your dick skin?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Dude. Yes.
And then how bad?
Well, because so I didn't get the snipperoo as a kid.
Yeah.
And so when I got to the bathroom, it just, and I was drunk. And when you're drunk, like your blood is like thin.
Yeah.
And I could not stop bleeding.
What? It's just dripping out of your dick.
Just dripping.
Dude, I would, I don't know if I'd pass out or not from all the thought.
I was like freaking out so bad. I was too, I think I was too drunk to even like pass out, but it just would not stop.
What'd you do?
I called my friends in.
Friend.
Yeah.
Oh, 911.
Which is like some gay dudes, and they were like, ooh, let us see. And I'm just kidding. They were like, but anyways, so I called my homies in and they're like, what happened? I was like, this. And then they see it, they're like, oh no. They were like, and then they were like, how did blood get all over the walls? I was like, I don't know. I was
the
freaking
wall.
Out. Yeah. Because I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? I was like, I shouldn't have been having sex. I should have never had sex. Why am I having sex? I should not have sex. I was like freaking out. This is at cheer camp. And I was freaking out. So then they were like, okay, you clean up in here. We'll clean up out there. And I remember there
What's the girl doing?
She just left. She just went. Yeah, right. And so what they did is they took the bloody sheets and they just threw them on the beach. Yes.
Just left bloody and sheets out
here,
on the beach.
I'm sitting here holding the towel to my wiener and then also wipe it down the wall. Dude. Yeah, I swear to God. I swear to God. And then we had one more day of cheer camp, like or whatever, like that morning. And we had to be in full uniform and we're outside on the beach. It's hot, sweating, and it like hurt to like pee.
I'll bet.
It was like I'm sweating.
Sweat, salt.
Yes. Oh, I have to flip my body in the air, throw humans in the air. Meanwhile, I'm just like in pain.
Damn. I've never heard that before.
I mean, yeah, you never heard it because also most people know what they're doing. I didn't know what I was doing. You know?
Dude, Chappelle Lacey, thank you for doing this episode.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for letting me tell that story.
Promote whatever you'd like, please.
Yeah, yes. Always tour dates, ChappelleLacey.com. I got them going on all the time. My podcast, Lesser Known Characters, with Joel Jimenez, you know, as well. And come see me live. I love seeing people at the shows. So that's like my favorite thing. Just buy tickets.
Yeah.
That's seriously. All I want.
And thank you guys. Thank you for supporting this show. Go give us a rating, give us a review, and come see me on tour. All tickets are available on my website at ryansickler.com. Thank you, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.